This is Johnny B. Truant from the Self-Publishing Podcast. You're listening to the Practical Defense Podcast with Alex Haddix, who's basically my co-host Dave, if he were raised by ninjas.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to stay safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. And this is episode 243, Call 911. This week, I'm going to share another true story of a road rage incident. It ended well, but it very well might not have. I'm telling the story once again to emphasize the need to call 911 after an incident and underscore the necessity to be the first to contact 911. What I am not doing is telling the story as a model of what to do during a road rage incident. Now, to be clear, I have changed the names and descriptions of all the parties involved in the story. The story begins like this. We have Bob, who was driving down a surface street. He's a legally armed and well-trained citizen. At a stoplight, some guy next to him just starts absolutely going off, yelling and screaming and pointing and, you know, relating tales about his grandmother and mother and other parts of his heritage. The guy then gets out of his car and walks over to Bob's car and starts pounding on his windows and pointing at him and making threatening gestures. So Bob is now, he's boxed in. There's no place for him to go. He's got cars in front of him, to the side of him, and the back of him. He can't drive away. He is carrying a defensive firearm, but it's in a hip holster. So he withdraws the firearm and puts it on the dashboard to make it easier for him to get to. He does not point it at him. He does not threaten him with it. He just takes it out and puts it on the dashboard to make it easy for him to get to. The aggressor sees the firearm and backs up. Just about that time, the light turns green and Bob drives away. Now, Bob drives to a minimum safe distance and does what he's supposed to do, call 911. He gets on the phone with the operator and says, "Hi, my name is Bob so-and-so. I'm a concealed weapons permit holder. I was just involved in a road rage incident, and I placed my firearm on the dashboard to make it more accessible." Now the operator says, "Okay, are you on this street? Did it happen at this corner?" And he goes, "Yes." And the operator tells him that they have the other person on the phone, and he is suggesting that Bob was waving his firearm around and was being a menace to everyone on the road. So this yahoo, who was the aggressor and the person experiencing the rage, and Bob was the victim, got on the phone first with 911 and tried to establish himself as the victim in the crime. That puts Bob in a very bad situation. So Bob suggests that the operator go back and tell the other guy that they have video surveillance footage from that intersection and ask him if he is the tall white guy wearing the green sweatshirt and blue jeans pounding on the window of the blue sedan. She says okay and puts Bob on hold. After a few minutes, she comes back and says, "Okay, we're all good." And Bob asks what happened. She said that when they heard that they had video surveillance from the incident, he decided to drop his complaint. And Bob asked if he needed to do anything else, and the operator told him no, that he could go about his way. So that was a very good outcome to a very potentially very bad situation. And again, this story is merely to illustrate the fact that you must be the first to call 911 and establish yourself as the victim. It's very likely that the aggressor, the criminal, is going to try and do the same thing to mess you up, to throw a monkey wrench into your complaint. So after an incident, after you've gone to the minimum safe distance, always be the first to call 911. That will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I am Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at security.palladium-education.com for all the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, Stay aware, stay safe.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro Second Amendment, pro gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zune Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.